This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, 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 bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. People, you hear, it's going to be nasty and ugly and scary like my face. And if you people that know me know it is scary and ugly. So if you don't like it, don't listen. And that dumbass yesterday, I want to apologize. Well, I really don't want to apologize. I don't know if his mom's dead or alive, but that always gets him. But isn't it amazing? They're going to bitch about what I say, but every day they listen. The niggers listen. They monitor me and saying, "Look, I probably have 50,000 nigger, not fans, enemies in the St. Louis area, because when I get over there, they always want to say something bad, but just don't listen. I have every right to say what I want, and I'll say it when I want. Hey, lines are open today, maybe. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriots. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. But let's try to stay on subject. Don't let me know that your garbage collector didn't collect your garbage yesterday, because I don't give a damn. Take and throw it out in the street as far as I'm concerned. And I'm not for littering, of course. Before we get going, we want to let you know about the Polish-American War Vets, my great, great friends at the Polish-American War Vets in Kaysville, Illinois, a bunch of great guys. They're having their annual ham shoot Sunday, April the 14th. It'll start at noon. They've got the best free, and it's better because it's free, I guess, free ham and bean soup all day, and be a great time, a lot of shoots. I'll tell you, when you get out there, you will know that you've been to a ham shoot, and it's a great time for everybody. So it's the Polish-American War Vets annual ham shoot. It's at the Polish-American War Vets Hall. That's located at 2180 North 81st Street in Kaysville. If you need information, you can always call the good people out there. It's 618-398-4000. 5040. And last but not least, don't forget, all this week at Shotzi's, it's their 27th anniversary. From April the 1st till April the 7th, all the great people out of Shotzi's. And I still have the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper guarantee. Usually the hamburgers are $1.99 for a half pound Angus burger, but during the anniversary sale, they're 99 cents. And still have the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper guarantee if you go to Shotzi's, and we're there all the time. If you go to Shotzi's, and if you don't like and say it's one of the maybe not the best, it's one of the top two, the best burgers in St. Clair, Madison, and the surrounding area, I'll reimburse your 99 cents for your hamburger. Just come by the station and I'll take care of it. That's how sure I am that you'll enjoy the burgers and all the food. They've got a great variety of shrimp and it's like a smaller Fast Eddie's with better food and better prices. So we want to celebrate Shotzi's Bar and Grill for their 27th anniversary. That's April 1st through April the 7th. 99 cent half pound Angus burgers. They've got fried chicken, got everything you want. So get out there and see them. Today's election day. Everybody knows, very, very important day, people. Hopefully you'll get out and vote. Let your voices be heard for a change. When 4, 5, or 6% of people come out election day to vote, that shows you how apathetic we are. And it's our fault, people, because the politicians try to make us apathetic, try to make us stay home so their little groups can get reelected and reelected, put their friends and family in power. Let's don't let this happen this time. And in Belleville, going to be a hell of a race. We've got three candidates. They're not really candidates. They're asswipe Kern clones. Asswipe Kern, the big faggot. Mark the big faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County board chairman. He's got his three asswipe people. This Brian Whitaker, Randy Randolph, and Chris Rottweiler. They're candidates that have gotten over $16,000 in a small aldermanic race in Belleville. Got over $16,000 donated by the big faggot and the big faggot's mama. Big faggot's mama donated $10,000 and the faggot donated, I think, $5,500. But you understand, here's Kern once again in Sprague, that asswipe, no count, good for nothing bastard, who wouldn't even go to his dad or his brother's funeral. So you know what a piece of low life crap Bob, I'd rather piss in my pants than piss in a urinal, Sprague is. They've got these three candidates out there, and I don't think Eckert's done a great job as the mayor. You know, the big pussy Maximus Vaginus Mark, the big pussy Maximus Vaginus Eckert, and he's a failed mayor of Belleville, but I got to say, in my opinion, he's a little bit better than this asswipe Kern. Kern has run this county for the last 6, 8, 10 years, and the people in St. Clair County, you know how bad it is. You know how bad it's gotten. And what I really like on the campaign issues for Kern's people, and these aren't three aldermanic candidates for Belleville. These are three of Mark the Big Faggot Kern's clones running. That's Brian Whitaker, Randy Randolph, and Chris Rottweiler. And if you guys say and think I'm wrong, you guys call me. I know y'all listen. Randy Randolph, Chris Rottweiler, and Brian Whitaker, if you get your big fat ass head out of Herbie the Hemorrhoid Simmons ass up there at the 911 headquarters, you guys give me a call. All you pussy son of a bitches, you always want to talk the crap, but you never walk the walk. They always want to talk the talk, people, but you notice they never walk the walk. But these bastards are saying, Randolph says, campaign flyers, and he's 911, that the residents are feeling less safe in their own neighborhoods because there are few police patrols. Now, here, this is an asswipe bastard that is supported by Kern. Kern, who won't give the St. Clair County Sheriff's Department enough money to run the Sheriff's Department. Now, I don't know how many police officers they have or don't have in the county, deputy sheriffs, but I know there's never enough. So here's Kern cutting back on St. Clair County, and all you good people in St. Clair County, remember him if he runs in 2020. I do not believe he'll run because he's not gotten the support, and I don't believe we'll have the support of the East St. Louis politicians after this mayor's election coming up today. But these bastards want to be so hypocritical. His people are talking about how they don't feel safe in their own neighborhoods. Well, you can thank Mark the Big Faggot, the failed St. Clair County Board Chairman. Mark the Big Faggot, you hear me? That's F-A-G-G-G-G-O-T, Big Faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County Board Chairman. but he's going to send his people out there to say how unsafe it is. And it is unsafe. And it's because of you, the leader of St. Clair County, number one in St. Clair County, number one, my ass, you're number two, a piece of crap. And it just really pisses me off, people, how they can be so hypocritical and talk all their crap. So I just hope everybody in Belleville, I hope everybody all throughout this region and all throughout this country understand what's going on. A little late to research candidates, but I hope you get out there and let your voice be heard. But I have to say this, Brian Whitaker, Randy Randolph, and Chris Wattweiler, they're clones of Mark the Big Faggot Kern. So if that's what you want, if you want Mark Kern screwing up the city of Belleville like he screwed up the county of St. Clair, those are your three candidates. If not, I believe anybody's better than Mark the Big Faggot Kern's candidates. He's failed at everything he's done. Hadn't been for his daddy, his rich daddy, who sold the Belleville New Slimocrat to the new owners of the Belleville New Slimocrat. This bastard wouldn't have a pot to piss in. He don't know which way's up. And Kern, you're such a badass. Give me a call. You see these son of a bitches, they always want to talk their crap, but they never want to answer the call. Let's go ahead. Go ahead, Lou. You're on the dark side. Go ahead, Lou. I guess he's gone. Oh, Lou, you can call back, or unless you're not intelligent enough to answer the phone. But people, do you understand me? These elections are serious. They're nothing to joke about. Down in East St. Louis, this gentleman, Robert Eastern, running for mayor, and I hope you good people in East St. Louis understand what Amika Jackson, you stinker Hicks, has done to destroy the city of East St. Louis in the last 4 years. That bitch hasn't done nothing but kiss Kern. She must like white meat during Thanksgiving, unlike a lot of people who like dark meat, if you know what I mean. And you niggers, I think, really know what I mean. She's done nothing but placate and kiss Mark the Big Faggot Kern's ass, and Bob, I'd rather piss in my pants than piss in a urinal, Sprague's ass. That's all that nigger bitch has done down there. She's going to talk about what's going to be done the next 4 years. Well, let's hear what's going to be done, or what's had been done the first 4 years. I like it. All these politicians, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that when I get elected. Will you follow them for the next 4 years, the next term, maybe the next two terms, the next 8 years? These some bitches have done nothing. They've done nothing, but they're going to tell you what they're going to continue to do. They all want to talk the talk, people, but none of them, I say none of them, ever want to walk the walk. So you good people in Belleville, I hope you all get out today, and I hope you understand that these three candidates, Brian Whitaker, Randy Randolph, and Chris Wattweiler, they're not candidates for the people. They're candidates, they're clones of Bob Sprague. They're clones of Mark the Big Faggot Kern. And if you people want more Sprague and more Kern, these are your guys. But if you want a change, if you want a positive change, and it can't be any more negative than what Kern has done for St. Clair County for the last 8, 10, 12 years. Under his leadership, people, we've went down, lost residents, lost deputy sheriffs, lost everybody. They understand St. Clair County. All you're getting to St. Clair County is lower property values, and higher taxes. That's all you get. Let's take a call. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Bob? Yes. Yeah, hey, I just want to let you know I like your show, man. It's a great show. Love it.
Well, thank you, sir. Are you a proud white man?
Yeah, I am. I am a proud white man.
You know, I don't know how long you've listened to me, Jim, but I think if I've done nothing else, I know I haven't made many friends along the way, but I think I've made a difference. I think a lot of people are going to stand up and say they're proud to be white, where a year ago, 2 years ago, everybody, the niggers try to make us be ashamed to be white, don't they?
They do. Yes, sir, they do. Yeah. I haven't listened to you that long, Bob. I've been listening to you for 6 months, but I used to be your neighbor.
Oh, is that right?
I don't know. Yes, sir. Years ago, back in Valmar. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, sure. Well, I remember Valmar. I was the chief there for a while. But are you still living in the Valmar area?
I'm in Columbia right now.
Okay. Hey, beautiful town, beautiful people. Well, Jim, listen. I appreciate you liking the show. Let everybody in Columbia know. I know we've got a great listening audience down in Monroe County. Tell them I said thanks. And do me a favor, Jim. Tell them all. Don't be racist. Don't ever dislike somebody for the color of their skin. But don't be ashamed to be white. Will you let them know that for me?
Yes, sir, I will. I sure will. Keep up the good fight, buddy.
Okay, Jim. Thank you very much, sir. It's time, people. It's time. Today's election day, so let's get out and vote. East St. Louis, too. You good people, you know Bob Sprague is the one trying to keep money away from you for all the alleged cancer-causing toxins from Monsanto and Cyril Copper. And you know who's working with him to keep the money away, because she's supporting him as he supports her, Mika Yustinka Jackson Hicks. So you good people in East St. Louis, you know that Amika Jackson Hicks has done nothing for you in the last 4 years, and she'll continue to do nothing for the next four. So be smarter than that. Jesse Jackson, what a nigger bastard he is. You people know what's going on with Jesse Smollett. And it just keeps going and going. It's like the Energizer Bunny. Keeps going and going and going. Now Jesse Jackson. Yesterday, the Fraternal Order of the Police in Chicago, not going to have a protest. They were going to demonstrate. And they did it legally. And Jesse Jackson's group was going to have a counter protest. And they were going to do it somewhere else. But you know what happened, don't you? The niggers had to be around the white guys. The niggers had to go and stir up the crap. So they came down to where the Fraternal Order of Police in Chicago were. And there wasn't any violence, because I think these niggers know if they give these off-duty policemen any crap, they'd be walking home with no teeth. They'd be eating mush for a long time. But what really pissed me off, these policemen were standing there, and these off-duty white policemen, and these niggers gonna put their cell phone cameras right in their face. It'd have been down their throat if it had been me. And I think white people are getting tired of that. And you people that watched it on any of the national TV shows, you saw what happened. And then you got these niggers, and they're yelling and screaming. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do, my people? My people, they mean niggers. All the niggers singing, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? What are you saying? What are you doing, my people? How damn racist is that? And that's the same nigger that was singing that song that got interviewed that says that white people are racist. This Jesse Smollett thing's all about race, people. Nothing to do with right or wrong. Nothing to do with right or wrong. And you know this Jesse Smollett, when this bitch says that Jesse Smollett got a pass, sort of, because he'd never been in any trouble before. And that's a damn lie. He was arrested for a DUI a few years back and also charged with lying to the police. He had given his brother's name, so he was charged with that. He was charged with DUI. And for some reason, they cut the deal where he got on probation. And after the probation, it was expunged. But I don't care what you have expunged from your record. If you're guilty of something, you're guilty. So whenever and he got 36 months probation, by the way. When the Cook County State's Attorney, Kim Fox, what a idiot, nigger, racist, black supremacist bitch she is, says that he'd never been in trouble before. That's a damn lie. But anyway, Jesse Jackson comes up there. I saw him. He put his hand out to some of these white guys. They refused to shake his hand. And I want to tell them I appreciate that. He's going to come and try to be decent with the white folks, but then he's going to preach that racist crap to the niggers. And that's what he does. That's what Al Sharpton does. That's what all these nigger racist bastards do. They want to talk the crap. They want to, the niggers have made it once again. They've made this a racial thing other than a legal thing. Why do they do that? You know why they do that? Because they can get away with it. Hey, I want to talk, and you hear me talk about the death penalty all the time. This Missouri inmate loses his case to stop his execution. This Buck Lou, this white, stupid, cracker, hunky son of a bitch. The Supreme Court of Missouri on Monday ruled that they're going to let it go 5-4 vote, that they're going to execute this no good son of a bitch. He's been on death row for over 23 years, since 1996. Still on death row. And here's what this asswipe, dumbass, stupid white cracker bastard says. That Buckwald argument was subjecting him to lethal injection could cause a tumor in his throat to burst and make him choke on his own blood. And Buckwall, the guy on death row, said that would violate his constitutional rights, constitutional ban on cruel and unusual punishment. Now, how can a guy be so hypocritical? What about your victim? What about your victim that you killed, you no good rotten bastard? You no good son of a bitch? The hell with your constitutional rights. Where was your victim's right to live? Where was your victim's right to live, you no good son of a bitch? But it was by a 5-4 vote, so 4 of the judges thought he shouldn't be killed. But see, those 4 judges, they didn't have a family member that was killed by this Buckwell, no good son of a bitch. It's unbelievable. It said the court had previously ruled that inmates challenging the method of execution have to show that there's an alternative that is likely to be less painful. What the hell? After they killed and slaughtered people, they're worried about them being inflicted some pain on them? But that just shows you how hard it is in the judicial system, in the law enforcement system today, to try to be a decent person. This guy, what'd he do? What'd he do? Sound like a nigger. What'd he do? What'd he do? This guy grew up in Lincoln County. He fatally shot an unarmed man in 1996. He stormed into the guy's house afterwards with a pistol in each of his hand and shot this guy in front of his young children, killed him. And then he took the woman out and abducted her, beat the hell out of her, drove her around St. Louis, and he was captured. He wounded a police officer along the way. And then, after he shot this man, he attacked the ex-girlfriend's mother and the mother's fiance with a hammer during the escape attempt. Now, and this guy wants to worry about being choked on his own blood because a tumor in his throat may burst, because they're putting him to sleep before they kill the bastard? See, people, that's what you got to worry about. You have to worry about, and I say it day in and day out, you have to worry about the politicians. These son of a bitches are the ones. These son of a bitches are the ones that are killing us. Speaking of elections, up in Chicago, what an asswipe town that is. The election's on Tuesday, and it's going to become the nation's largest city, if you didn't know, to elect a black woman as mayor. They're touting that. You got 2 black gals running for mayor in Chicago, and one, I think, the front runner, she just happens to be a woman, just happens to be black, and just happens to be a lesbian. Now, I know you good people didn't know that, but as Chicago spirals downward, and it continues to spiral downward with all the niggers, and there's some crackers and hunkies, throw them, not the proud blacks. You know, they're all, these niggers now, with this Kim Fox, with this Jesse Smollett, they're even more emboldened. They're going to come to Chicago, and they're going to kill each other. Well, that's a good, hey, niggers, go to Chicago. There's opportunities in Chicago for you niggers to get killed. But it's amazing. But 2 black women, Laura Lightfoot, she's the lesbian, and I think she's the front runner, and the other one is just a black woman, so she's only got 2 things going for her. She's a woman and she's black, but she's not a lesbian. Maybe you 2 can get together and have a little lesbian affair, and maybe it'll make things better for everybody. I don't know. But all the blacks, they always, as you guys know, always rally around a black candidate. That's not a racial statement. That's a real statement. But you know, you have a black, now you're going to have a black mayor of Chicago, a black woman mayor. Let's don't forget that. History is made. You've got a black chief of police. You've got a black county state's attorney in Kim Fox, who is totally incompetent. And you got a whole lot of thug criminal niggers in Chicago. Now, I'm going to ask you one more time. Give me one city that went from white to black that was ever successful. And Chicago is a nice city. Chicago was a nice city. But with the racial makeup there, people, it's going to get worse. Did you know that in this country, there's 42 million blacks in this country, 42 million blacks. That's a little over 14%. Now get me, 14% of the population are black. 62% are white. That's over a 5-to-1 ratio. Now, if you include the Hispanic, non-Hispanic whites and the Hispanic whites, it's about 75%. So do you understand? We've got a lot of more white people in this country than niggers, over a 5-to-1 ratio, but these loud mouth, and keep the proud blacks out of it. These niggers are so loud, so violent, so vocal, that you would think there was 10 times as many more niggers in this country as whites. I don't understand it. I do not understand how the hell we, as a proud community, both proud white and proud black, let this crap go. About 5.5-to-1. For every nigger, there's 5.5 whites and crackers. There's crackers involved in there and hunkies. We're not all good people. Not all white or black. So let's make sure we understand that. And did you know in Detroit, 84% black? You know what's going on in Detroit, don't you? I mean, they may as well cave that in and put it into Lake Michigan or whatever lake's up there. Over 84% black in Detroit. Filed bankruptcy 2 or 3 times. I'm not trying to make this a racial situation. This is statistics that are factual and truthful. And we let this crap go? If we had 5.5 guys fighting one guy, would we take off running? Would we take off running? And we wouldn't want to fight as the 5.5 white guys. If a nigger come up, would we take off? Well, some whites would. Sometimes 50 whites would run away from one nigger. But 5.5-to-1, do we sit there and run, or do we stand pat and say, hey, listen, we don't want any violence, we don't want any problems, but I'll be damned, we're tired of running. We're tired of running. And by the way, the whitest states in this country, Vermont, 96% white. Maine, 96% white. New Hampshire, 95% white. Now, all you white people, don't start running to the East Coast because we'll fall in the ocean. You guys will tip us over. West Virginia, 95% white. See, niggers ain't coming around them Cowboys and Hoosiers. They know better. Iowa, 93%. Idaho, 92%. Wyoming, 92%. And Minnesota, 91%. But see, there's a lot of crazy sumbitches up there in Minnesota, all those Arabs, all those towel head-wearing son of a bitches. So I don't know if I'd rather fight the niggers or fight the Arabs, the towel heads, but either way. But people, do you understand? And I'm trying to be serious. I really am. We as white people, we're not racist. The vast majority are not racist. So let's don't let the niggers call us racist. Let's stand up and speak up for our white community. I know the niggers don't want me to say that, and I know guy yesterday, the white guy. I talk about whites. I'm the only son of a bitch to stand up and talk about white people to try to protect the white people's rights. Everybody else would like to. Everybody else wants to, but nobody wants to be called a racist. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
let the dogs out?
Was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I heard a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Dark side for all you people don't want to put up with this misery for an hour. I somewhat appreciate it. I have to be here. You don't. We've got a call from a caller in St. Louis, Ralph Gomez, I believe to be a very, very proud Hispanic man who's against the illegal Hispanics coming up from Mexico, and we want to appreciate him for that. But he said there's probably going to be a low turnout in St. Louis, and I can imagine. There's really not anything on the ballot. Lou Reed, who I think, don't know very well, but I think's a very, very honorable man. I think he's done the best job he could do as St. Louis Board of Aldermen president. He's got a white cracker idiot from the Green Party. He's got three teeth. I'd like to see somebody not donate money to the candidate against Lou Reed today, but not money for his candidacy, but money to put some teeth in his mouth. And Megan Green, she lost. She came in third. For president of the Board of Aldermen. You know, Megan, go out and celebrate. Will you go out and pick up some dog crap off the sidewalk and eat it? You no-count, lousy, skanky, white cracker, dumb-ass bitch. And if you don't like it, Megan Green, give me a call. Nobody's here to stop me from saying it like you tried to say that somebody at the show a few years back, I was giving you hell. And she was mad because the people sitting next to me wouldn't, I guess, choke me and kill me and stop me from talking bad about that Green. I think the only thing green on her is her teeth. And Megan Green, lines are always open. Lines are always open if you want to call me, you stanky bitch. Hey, I got to go here real quick. You know, I go where other people won't go. Probably nobody wants to go. A Florida homeless man. This guy called the cops to report that he paid for sex, but he got scammed. This guy called 911, this John Omar Siegel, 50 years old. He volunteered to police that he paid four people $500 for at least one of them to come by his Days Inn hotel room to engage in sexual activities. Now he reports he's homeless, but he's staying at a hotel, that he paid people that never showed up at his West Palm Beach hotel room to give him sex. The officers arrive, and he explained the situation, said he decided to call police when he realized that he got scammed, that these people scammed him out of $500. Now, the police, they arrested and charged this Siegel with one count of soliciting a prostitute. They said it wasn't immediately clear if cops ever tracked down the alleged scammers. I don't think they tried too hard. But so the guy The guy came up with $500 to pay for this alleged illegal sex activity. But then when they got him in the station, he posted another $500 and he was released from jail. Now, here's a homeless guy, got $1,000 to throw away on a piece of ass. I'll tell you what, I guess it's not so bad to be homeless. Go ahead, Ed. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, I just was looking back. Do you remember in 2008 when Obama was running for office? And the Black Panthers were hanging around the polling places in Philadelphia.
Nah, I really don't remember a lot of that, Ed, but can you give us a quick synopsis?
Okay, the federal judges were ready to issue complaints against the Black Panthers, and then Loretta King, Obama's assistant attorney general, the charges were dropped. It has the same fingerprints on the Smollett case. And it's all over the internet. The same fingerprints are on this. And then December 18th, 2009, a gag order was issued on that. So that case is sealed, too.
Right.
This was all done just for race baiting. All this was done for. Can see that.
Ed, are you a proud white man?
Yes, I am.
Well, let me hear it.
I'm a proud white man. I'm tired of being pushed against the wall, too.
Yeah, you know what, I think all of us are, and I know you're not a violent man, and I know you don't dislike somebody because of the color of their skin, but aren't you tired of these niggers pushing us white people, making us white people want to be ashamed, telling us we ought to be ashamed because of our white privilege, because we were born white? Aren't you tired of hearing that crap?
Yes, it's all phony.
Yeah, well, it's not all not phony, it's not real. And I'll tell you, Ed, I think if the niggers, not the proud blacks, always keep them out of the equation, if the niggers don't finally understand what's going on, I think there's going to have to be a problem, because I don't think the proud white community are going to let these niggers push us over the edge of the cliff, do you?
Well, it's just getting that way now, but you have to stop it somewhere. Never mind.
Okay, thank you very much for the call. I don't know if it was Loretta King was the gal's name that was the U.S. attorney. I think it was Loretta Lynch, Ed. So Loretta King, I think, was the wife of Martin Luther Coon. I'm sorry, Martin Luther nigger. I mean, Martin, I'll get it right. Let me get it right. I'm reading off the teleprompter, and my producer doesn't know how to spell. But anyway, we'll let that go. But people, you have to understand that proud whites are not going to be proud. We're going to always remain white, not going to be proud if we don't do something about it. I read in the St. Louis paper this last week, the leader of the Ethical Society of Police says definitely racism enforced. This nigger, Sergeant Heather Taylor, she's the head of the Ethical Society of Police. That's the Black Police Officers Organization. I don't know why they have to have a Black Police Officers Organization. And having said that, I want to tell them, I respect you Black police officers, for you guys are out on the street just like the white officers, putting your life on the line every day. I want to tell you I respect you for that, but I'll be damned, I'm not going to respect this nigger, the Sergeant Heather Taylor, who says that all white police officers in the St. Louis Police Department are racist. How can a police department survive when you've got it broken up between the white officers and the black officers? And this nigger bitch, this Heather Taylor, who was the president, the leader of the Ethical Society of Police, she says about white officers, other black officers are angry, livid, that someone would not stop what these white officers are doing. Now, how racist is that? You let a white man say something about a nigger officer and you see what happens. See, she says that there's regular occurrences of black officers being discriminated against. I see a picture of her. She's a fat, greasy head, fat ass, black as coal nigger bitch. And Heather Taylor, give me a call, 1-888-394-1430. We'll discuss this. But she's the head of the Ethical Society of Police, an organization formed by black officers in 1972 to address racism. I don't understand that. And she's been there leading the charge, she says. She's not leading anything. But she's talked about the white people, that without the white police officers, there wouldn't be racism, there wouldn't be violence or unprofessional behavior. And now this is the Ethical Society of Police. They're trying to get new black recruits to enroll in the City Police Academy. They're coming up with money. They're giving them special courses to try to bring more minorities into the overwhelming white city police department. How racist is that? But I got to tell you, let those niggers, not the proud blacks, let the niggers get the majority. Let the niggers get in charge. And you're going to see some badass crap. You're going to see white people really in trouble. Now, I don't think that's coming in my lifetime and probably a lot of our listeners' lifetime. But it's coming if we don't stop it. No violence, no racism. Just be proud to be white. And, you know, I sit here as a white man. I'm getting pissed off. I sit here as a white man and I say, I am not going to say anything bad about the black community. I'm going to say I'm proud to be a white man. And if that makes me a racist, all of you, proud white niggers, anybody, kiss my ass. I'm tired of everybody sitting back because we're white and afraid to say anything, afraid to do anything, because one out of six of us is a nigger, and one out of six of us with a loud mouth and probably a loud gun, but who the hell cares? You're going to dictate to the vast, vast majority? You're going to dictate to the vast, vast majority what the hell we're going to do? I don't think it's going to happen, people. We're going to take a quick break. My throat hurts. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Very, very proud to be to the dark side. I just had a dumbass nigger call me, Cliff from Connecticut, and ask me, what is a racist? And I told him, hey, you better ask another nigger, because you niggers are the one that always say racist. I don't hear white people. White people shy away from that word. They don't know what it means. Hell, I don't know what it means. I know what it means whenever you get a black man. I'm sorry, not a black man. Keep him out of the equation. Proud black people, stay out of this. When you get a nigger and you criticize a nigger, they call you a racist. So I guess a racist is anything. But Cliff from Connecticut, and again, what's wrong with these niggers? Do they have, maybe that's why so many of them look goofy. I guess, do they have, all of them have sex, not proud blacks, do the niggers have sex with their moms all the time? Or is that something standard in a nigger community? I don't know, but hey, Cliff, don't call me and ask me what you're a nigger. You're probably the only nigger in Connecticut, so you better maybe keep your mouth shut. And speaking of niggers, and you know I'm the only one that'll go there, the Baltimore mayor, I bet you people didn't know this, Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh, she's a nigger. Yeah, she's a nigger. Baltimore's all screwed up. Crime rate's high as hell. Nobody will tell you that on mainstream radio but Bob Romanek. She's in a scandal now involving prophets selling a book, her child's book. When she was a state legislator, she served on the committee that funded the hospital network before she was elected the first black nigger mayor in Baltimore. She was on the committee that funded, the state senator that funded the hospital network, the same hospital network that paid her $500,000, $500,000, you hear me, for her self-published book, Healthy Holly, a children's book. Now, if that wasn't a buy-off, they give her $500,000 for a self-published nigger book, and then she's going to give them millions and millions of dollars because she's a state senator who served on a committee that funded the hospital network. So she's going to take a temporary, in quotes, leave of absence to get her thoughts together. You better get your crap together, bitch, because you'll be in federal prison before it's all over. But I know nobody wants to hear that, because that's about a proud black lady who became mayor of Baltimore, another city ruined by the black community. I'm sorry, ruined by the nigger community. But see, you people won't hear that anywhere else. It's amazing how the white media is afraid to say anything about the niggers. And I'm going to say what I want, when I want, about what I want. And we'll talk about it maybe a little bit tomorrow. As always, we're about running out of time. But now their community groups push for state fees for shopping bags. It ain't state fees, people. It's more taxes. These bastards want a 10 cent tax, they say a fee, on plastic shopping bags. If you get a shopping bag from the store, you got to pay a 10% fee. What does that make any difference? Wherever you throw that shopping bag when you're done with it is going to the same place. But they want to overtax us at every angle, people. And you ought to understand that in this election today and every other election. But I'm working with the governor's office to get the bill together that'll cost 10 cents every time you get a plastic bag. Are you crazy? The convenience stores, the charge, the 10-cent bag fee. Now, I'm going to pay 10 cents for a plastic bag, and if I throw it in the water and contaminate the water, throw it out in the street for litter, no matter if I paid the 10 cents, it's still going the same place. So what's it make any difference if it's plastic or not? But they want a 10-cent charge, and that money will go to help everybody out. You notice how all these fees are jacking up these fees 20, 30, 40, 50% because they've stolen all our money, people, these ass white politicians. But they're going to take a 7% tax on a single-use bag, and it's going to go to the state's general fund and waste management programs. Now, I got to tell you again, they're saying you can take that trash, they can take that plastic bag out, you can throw it in the water, contaminate the water, throw it in the street, throw it down the sewer, contaminate, plug up the sewer, as long as you give us 7 to 10% or 7 or 10 cents on each, you know how many millions of dollars that's going to be? And that's a fee. That's a fee my ass, you rotten bastard politicians. That's another tax, people, that they're going to continue to tax us. Don't forget, people, we are the only war radio network, white awareness radio. Remember that, people, the first and only radio station in this country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up loud and proud for the proud white community. WAR, W-A-R, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world. You won't get that anywhere else. You can like us on Facebook at KQQZ 1190 AM or go to my personal page, Crazy Reaper Bob Romanik. That's R-O-M-A-N-I-K. You can listen to my repeat performance every day, Monday through Friday at 4 o'clock p.m. And now broadcasting from the graveyard to the graveyard shift every night at the stroke of midnight. You can stream my live show or stream my repeat performances online at insanebroadcasting.com or go stream directly by downloading the TuneIn Radio app. That's our preferred streaming choice. My shows are also available via podcast with iTunes or your podcast provider on your iPhone or Android device. Just search for Bob Romanik and or the Grim Reaper of Radio. As always, people, it's time to go. It's election day. Get your asses out there and vote. Decide who you think is going to be the best, not for your political party, but the best for you, your children, your grandchildren, and future generations. Get out and vote today. That's an obligation everybody has. Let's get out and vote and try, and it takes a long time. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step, but try to get these bastards thrown out of office. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, let's destroy them before they continue, as they have been decade after decade, destroying us. No violence. Destroy them, as always, politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanik, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break. Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga.
Yeah.
Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romani, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.